The talk of planet Earth.
We call it
TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio.
And we know you're going to love it.
TalkZone.com.
Now, back to Barely Legal with Robin Earl and David Spada on TalkZone.com.
Okay. 21 past the hour. And I see David is doing his thing. And it looks like Marianne is on the air with the Barely Legal show as she gets geared up for the Lucky McGee's. What an event that they have there. Of course, Marianne's going to talk about what it's all about and so forth when it comes to Kentucky Derby time. But I hear, Marianne, that the Kentucky Derby is one fine event. And how's your place going to be there in Niles, Illinois on Saturday, May 1st, which is coming up this Saturday?
Well, we're hoping that we'll be busting at the seams.
Well, you guys busted the seams all the time. Every time I walk in there, I mean, I go in the back room there, and the place is packed at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Do these guys work?
I don't know. I don't get involved with that.
I got you.
I take phone calls from their wives, and I don't get involved with that.
There you go.
So the wives call the OTB looking for their husbands?
Oh, yeah. We get a lot of them.
Gotcha.
And so we just play dumb.
Good. Hey, we're speaking with Marianne. I'm pronouncing this correctly, right? Molesky Lobosco.
Yeah.
That's close enough. What the heck?
There you go.
Now, obviously, one's your maiden name, one's your married name.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So you know, you must have a little bit of Ukrainian Polish blood in you, and you married
German,
and you married someone of David's descent, the Italian over here,
the Italian and the Irish.
There we go.
Oh, you got my wife's Polish. I'm Italian and Irish, and my kids got that triple going: Polish, Italian, Irish, and Czech.
Yeah, and for some reason, my kids will tell everybody they're Italian. They forget about me.
That's what my kids do too.
So
anyway, let's talk about the Kentucky Derby here a little bit, because people claim that it is the greatest 2 minutes in sports. So we've got the 2010 running. How many does this make now? I'm pulling up the
136.
136 years of this, and now the actual race goes off about what time central?
We're looking at probably about 5:15.
About 5:15.
Right.
And is this probably one of the biggest days at Lucky McGee's?
Yes. It's our Christmas.
It's your Christmas.
Yeah. And we actually start out, the Oaks start drawing people in on Friday for the Kentucky Oaks. And from there, you know, you could pre-wager on Friday for the Derby on Saturday. If you're unavailable, come out and wager on Saturday.
And there's what, the Derby's got an 18 to 20 horse field?
It has a 20 horse field. They just came out probably around noon Eastern time, so 11 o'clock our time, came out with the post positions. So that right now there are 20 horses in the field, but again, that may change. There can be some scratches between now and race day.
Sounds good. Are you giving away those Kentucky Derby glasses this year, Lucky McGee's?
Actually, we do have them. If you purchase a seat in the back in our wire room, it is part of your seat purchase. And then we do have them where they could be purchased right out retail.
Marianne, do you keep up with, you know, with the horse news, you know, the favorites and all that good stuff? I absolutely went to the horse track, maybe 20 years ago. And I think it's the last time I ever went. You know, I don't get to the track. I love the outdoors, the smell, the ambiance, et cetera, but, who's your money on this weekend?
Well, actually the favorite is, a horse by the name of Lucky.
And, hey, how about that?
Yeah. And, but that horse pulled the first, post position, which, is not always considered a favorable area for a horse, but again, you know what, I always put my money on the filly. We've got a filly again running in the race.
Got one out of 20, right?
Yep.
Okay.
In the last couple years, we've had a filly in the race, and they've always been a great contender. And like I said, she was put in there, I believe, yesterday. She wasn't in there until yesterday they brought her in.
Now, what's her name?
Let's see. That one is Devil May Care.
Devil May Care.
Yeah.
May Care. You know, it's interesting when you get these horses' names, you know.
Yeah.
Who you know, these owners, I mean, what the hell are they thinking when they come up with these names?
Yeah.
They name after their kids, after their wives, after their favorite former bear.
But, yeah.
There's no Robin Earl running?
Yeah, where's my Robin Earl running? No Robin Earl running.
They got, but looking at Lucky is the number one post position and the favorite at this time. But the odds will change so much between now and race day.
Here, look at the names.
Sure.
20, Sydney's Candy. 19, horse, Homeboy Chris. Back Talk, Dublin, Awesome Art, Discreetly Mine, Mission Impassable, Jackson Bend, Conveyance, Devil May Care, Looking at Lucky, Icebox, Noble Promise, Super Saver. Here's mine, number 5, Line of David.
There you go.
Stately Victor, it must be the Russian one. You got American Lion, Dean's Kitten, Make Music for Me, and Patty O'Prado.
Patty O'Prado. Holy cow.
There's no Sleepless in Seattle or Seattle Slough?
No.
Anyway, let's just give out the address here for you, Marianne. That's Lucky McGee's. That is a grill and sports lounge, of course, and it's located at 9215-9215 Greenwood Avenue, right there in Niles, Illinois. And the phone number to call is 847-795-8000. That's a good number, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
You just gave her cell phone number out.
Oh, I did. Oh, hey.
No.
Hey, no, we don't want to do that. But, David and I have been over there for lunch many times. It's right. I mean, it's literally 2 miles. It's literally 2 miles from our studio here in Morton Grove. So we always enjoy coming over. The food is great. It's just the ambience, the excitement. It's like anything else. Of course, you're watching it on TV, but I bet that gets pretty loud in here, probably around 517, would you say?
Oh, yeah. What we do is we have over 400 TVs, and we put all the TVs in the whole facility will be on the Derby race.
Wow.
And we'll increase the volume. We dim the lights down, and real exciting. I mean, even if you're not a horse person, you can't help but get excited for those 2 minutes. And like I said, and hopefully we'll have a lot of people out there that are going to pick some winning horses and make some money this year. Again, when you come in, you're not betting against the house. You're.
Right.
Marianne, what's the biggest ticket that was ever cashed at Lucky McGee's?
It was prior to me coming here, and I believe it was over $100,000.
Whoa. How much? Okay, what do you think the odds were? Was it on a trifecta or something? Or
you know what? I believe it was either a tri or a super, and I believe that the ticket itself was only valued at like they bet like $240.
Holy cow!
Yeah, it was a $240 bet.
So do you give them a check or you hand the cash to them? How does that work?
Normally, somebody in that amount they will take a check. So
they don't want to walk
and run into the bank.
And what, they take the taxes out before you give them their portion, the government?
Yes. Once it's over $5,000, state and federal take their cut. It's automatically in the system. When I put your winning ticket in, Uncle Sam takes his portion. So you don't even have to worry about that.
Do you have any famous people coming in Lucky McGee's?
Mike North.
Yeah, well, we have Robin Earl. We have, Mike North is one of our frequent guests here. Eddie Olchek. Pat Foley came in with Eddie a couple weeks ago. Dave Mason is a famous, musician. He's been in. And we get quite a few. I have a few more that are looking to come in here. I've been trying to get some more people lined up. We do have private rooms available for anybody who doesn't want to be disturbed by, the general public. So we will put people in private rooms so that they could have their privacy and they could enjoy their day and their time.
Are you selling any other Derby merchandise other than the cups?
No, this year we're just sticking strictly with the cups, with the economy. You know, a lot of people would rather put their money on trying to win money back. So they don't want to buy T-shirts or anything at this point. But you can go online and make purchases, from different websites if you like the Kentucky Derby paraphernalia.
You know, it's interesting, too. I'm looking at the post positions 1 through 20, and you notice the trainers. There's like one trainer, Bob Baffert. He's pretty a famous trainer. He's got the horse looking at Lucky, the favorite, right? 3-1 odds here.
Correct.
But he's also got he's got like a couple other horses in there. How does that work? Is it just because the one trainer trains those particular horses, do the people who own the horses seek out those trainers? How does that work?
Yeah, it's the owners that seek out the trainers, and then the trainers are the ones that seek out the jockeys. Usually the owners are in for financial investment.
Sure.
And some of the owners out there have as much knowledge as a trainer, but most of the time they put their, they pay a trainer real well because they know what they're doing. Like the coach of the football team, they take care of everything. And they do. They stable them usually in one place, and usually a trainer could go, most of them are stabled in a central area. So a trainer will go from stable, or he'd be fortunate enough to have his, a lot of their horses at one stable. Like I said, and then the jockeys then get picked by the trainers. And again, they know all the jockeys out there. They know the horses, and the horse, all the jockeys know how the horses run, and, they all have their strengths and weaknesses. Think of them as football players on a field. One jockey may have a strength with a horse who's, comes from the rear, or one that could come from the outside, there's a lot factored into what they're doing out there, and it is an interesting thing. I mean, today's day and age is, you could go to the boats and have instant gratification, but with the horses, you actually have to sit and you can come out and just pick by name, you can pick by number. I have people that do that. But it is also a learning experience when you sit down and you really read, on how these horses, train and they race, and, it's very interesting.
David, Marianne not only manages a great OTB and a restaurant and a sports bar, but she's got a lot of horse sense.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd that one come from?
I don't know. Now I'm going to give you a piece of information.
Okay.
That you probably don't know.
All right.
This year, most of the horses that are running in the Derby this year were purchased at auction.
Really?
A lot of them are homebred, but a good majority of them were purchased at auction, which is, lucky for the person who made the purchase.
Mm-hmm.
That these horses then, raced throughout the year and came up and were contenders now for the Kentucky Derby. And, again, a lot of horses go to auction, and it's nice to see that, there is a nice stock out there that they can compete.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of foreign horses in the field?
Pardon?
Are there a lot of foreign horses in the field?
No, not that I've, right now I don't have that information in front of me because the post positions just came out and then they give you all that, and I haven't really read up on all of that right now. Because they keep, we've lost a couple horses already in the last 2 days, that have come out for the trainer or the vet have pulled them for injuries or something.
Gotcha.
Well, I thought we had a horse thief out there since you said you lost a couple horses.
Hey, Marianne, 3 weeks ago I was down in Houston, Texas with my wild team down there, and it Saturday night they took me to a horse auction. I did. I went. I'd never seen so much manure and dust and fat women chewing tobacco. But I don't think it was quite.
Are you talking about the Bears convention?
There you go. Well, no. At least they had their bear shirts on. That made them better.
Did anyone bid on you at the horse auction?
Well, you should have seen this, Marianne. I'd never been to a horse auction before, but I'm sure it's a little bit different than, of course, some of these horses were being auctioned to go to the glue factory in Mexico. Oh my goodness. You take a horse auction like, you know, the horses being bid for the Kentucky Derby, man. I tell you, these horses are athletes, man. They're stallions. I mean, they look at you can just tell their body type. That's what I talk about, you know, when you go in to an NFL locker room, particularly when they're in shorts. Okay, and you get to see the legs and the body and so forth. I mean, today's NFL players are just pure stallions.
It's,
man,
nothing to sneeze at. Yeah. Robin learned that last when the horse sneezed over his new short.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were doing a benefit for the Reins for Gains, Marianne.
Uh-huh.
And it was for the for their benefit. They have these horses. When they put people on them, like the autistic children and handicapped people and so forth, whether they're a little bit mentally challenged or whatever, when they get them on these horses, it seems to improve their communication skills. It's really fascinating what a horse can do.
Right. Oh, yeah. And animals just, you know, help all the kids, you know?
Yep, exactly.
And
exactly.
It's nice to see that they do that.
Have you ever ridden on a horse?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but again, you know, I mean, horses are just another wonderful animal out there, and we're fortunate enough that, you know, that they've been, you know, having horse racing around for years and years and years.
Wow. Is this sport going to survive with all these animal rights activists and what they're doing with the gambling?
Well, they've survived. Actually, you know, the racehorses are actually probably the best well-taken care of animal out there. I mean, these, you know, they put a lot of money into these horses. The animals that they really have to worry about are the ones that are neglected, that are out on farms that aren't getting fed and things
right.
like that. I mean, these animals are...
Oh, these guys, these horses are movie stars, for crying out loud.
Not the ones pulling the carriages on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, and again, you know what? You can't control all of it. I mean, as much as we'd all love to and know that there was no harm being done to any animal on the face of the earth, that would be, and as long as we're talking about that, there was no harm being done to human beings, but, you know, you do what you can, but these animals are very well taken care of, and, you know, again, and when they're like anything else, they're looking out there, they're always making sure that they are taken care of, and, you know, all these animals are looked at best, you know, daily, and, you know, if they're racing, and, you know, so.
Hey, what time does the Lucky McGee's open up? What time do doors open up on Saturday because don't they have races, like, all
the
day?
Oh, yeah, I went to the Derby back in 2001. I mean, we got there, like, at 9 in the morning, and.
Any tailgating?
Oh, yeah. We're on the infield. It was crazy. They had over 100,000 people there.
That's crazy.
And you couldn't move, and everybody waits for that one race because it's not the final race of the day. I thought it was. There's a couple races after that, and they jam them in there.
Yeah. We actually, our doors open on Friday and Saturday at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And like I said, our seats will fill up by 11 a.m. The facility will be filled up. People make it an all-day event because we do have the food. We do have the, you know, the bar and beverage. And like I said, it's an enjoyable day. It's, you know, you can sit around with your friends. And, you know, there's racing from all around the country all day long.
How many mint juleps do you serve that day?
Mint juleps, I'd say on average maybe couple hundred.
And you serve probably a couple hundred the rest of the year total.
Correct. Yeah, that's the signature item for the Derby.
There you go.
Don't get a lot of hats being worn in the facility, though.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, that's definitely a big hat day. Well, Marianne, we really want to thank you for coming on, man. I tell you what, my horse knowledge just went up about five notches.
Yeah.
Getting Marianne on the.
I do want to let you know also, we do have a outdoor teller that'll be outdoors.
No kidding.
So
sure it's not Mike North in his hot dog stand?
No. And, okay. So they will be outdoors on Friday and Saturday.
Cool.
So you'll be able to wager. You'll be able to pull up and park and come and make your wager if you do not want to come into the facility for the day. But we do encourage that. If you want to come out, make a wager, you know, get the office pool together and come out and put some money on there and see if you're going to get lucky.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Marianne. Put some of those cups aside for me.
Oh, Dave and I are always looking to get lucky. You better believe it. Anyway, thanks, Marianne. Appreciate your time. That's Marianne, manager of Lucky McGee's, 9215 Greenwood Avenue in Niles, Illinois. Should be a fun day on Saturday. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Let the revolution begin. Hi, Robin Earl here. As part of the Barely Legal family, you have heard me speak many times about WOW Mobile and how it is changing people's lives. Like any great championship team, Liberty International is dedicated to fulfill the promises and dreams we set out to achieve. Well, let me tell you something. The beta testing is over and done, folks. As of December 4, 2009, Liberty has now successfully launched a feat that no other cell phone company in the world has ever done. What makes WOW Mobile different? Well, listen and pay attention. By joining Liberty's WOW phone service, you now have access to the Unlimited Everything plan. Unlimited calling anywhere in the U.S. and Puerto Rico. Unlimited internet. Unlimited text. Unlimited emails. Unlimited data transfer. You name it, it's unlimited. The cost per month, only $89.95, and that's with all taxes included. Take a detailed look at your cell phone bill. You are paying an additional 20 to 25% in taxes. Now consider this. Liberty's G1 and G2 MyTouch phones can tether to your laptop. Wow, a mobile phone that is a Wi-Fi hotspot. How much are you paying for your air cards? $50, $60, $70 extra dollars a month? With WOW Mobile, you can trash that air card. And of course, you can keep your current cell phone number, and there are no credit checks or contracts to sign. But I haven't mentioned the best part yet. When you sign on to Liberty's WOW Mobile Cellular and tell three friends about this wonderful service and they sign on, your monthly cost of $89.95 is now absolutely free. Can you imagine no more cell phone bill? How much will you save in a year? And if you're like me and build a Liberty team through your referrals, a very substantial check arrives in the mailbox each and every week like clockwork. WOW Mobile now provides SIM cards for all GSM unlocked phones. You have three calling plans to choose from, as little as $59.95 a month. All you have to do is take your current iPhone, BlackBerry, or smartphone, insert a WOW SIM card, and now you're on the WOW Mobile network. Want to know more? Call me, Robin Earl. My WOW number is 847-881-1970. Again, that's 847-881-1970. Or visit my website, wowrobinearl.com. Look forward to hearing from you.